I'm Bob Dineen. I'm president of the Renewable Fuels Association. We represent the U.S. ethanol industry. And for those members of the press that are still here, first of all, congratulations. And now you get to write that dog bites man story that you've been waiting to write, because the Renewable Fuels Association strongly supports this bill. I do hope that you appreciate what has taken place here today, because if you were paying attention, and I know that you were, you saw members of Congress from Florida, from Washington, from Massachusetts, from all across this country supporting the increased production and use of renewable fuels like ethanol. And indeed, they're reflecting all of America today. 74% of Americans across this country want to see us doing as much as we possibly can to reduce our dependence on imported oil and to promote renewables like ethanol, like biodiesel, and others that will be developed. Two important points. This bill is not about grain ethanol. This bill is about stimulating the second generation of ethanol production. It's about assuring that cellulosic production can be commercialized effectively. It's a 36-billion-gallon renewable fuel standard that is created, but 21 billion gallons of that is for advanced biofuels like cellulosic ethanol. This bill is driving second-generation production, and that's really important. The other important point is that this bill is going to drive the marketplace beyond just ethanol being a blend component in gasoline. We have a 140 billion gallon gasoline market in this country. Ethanol today is blended at about 10%, suggesting that the upper bounds of what you can blend into gasoline is 14 to 15 billion gallons. This bill is going to signal to the marketplace that there have to be other ways of moving ethanol, that ethanol's future is not just as a blend component. Ethanol's future is as a true alternative fuel. It's going to stimulate investment in E85 infrastructure. It's going to tell the automakers there's going to be fuel for the FFVs that you are producing, and it is going to signal to the financial community that this industry is moving far beyond what we can currently see in front of us. This is a visionary bill. I, as the others on this podium, certainly congratulate the members of Congress and the tremendous leadership that Speaker Pelosi and others in a bipartisan way have shown to create these new markets, and I hope that we get this bill done.